original form, Allah's Kalam. Such is the weight of the Quran that the Lawh-e Mahfuz also would not have been able to bear the weight of this Kalam. It would have been split asunder. This is that Kalam. Allah Himself says, Lo anzalna hadha al-Qur'ana ala jabal. Lo anzalna hadha al-Qur'ana ala jabal. لَرَأَيْتَهُ خَاشِعًا مُتَصَدِّعًا مِنْ خَشْيَةِ اللَّهِ. Look at the evocative manner in which Allah expresses in the Quran. Allah says, if we are to reveal this Quran on a mountain, Allah doesn't just say, if we reveal this Quran on a mountain, the mountain would get crushed. No. He said, لَرَأَيْتَهُ. He said, you would see it. لَرَأَيْتَهُ. You would see it. خَاشِعًا مُتَصَدِّعًا مِنْ خَشْيَةِ اللَّهِ. You would see this mountain shaking and trembling till it turned to dust out of the fear of Allah. In other words, there is no doubt in this. This is that kalam, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابْ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. Allah says, this is the book, in it there is no doubt. Very often I mention this, unfortunately the English language is a very dry and a limited language. When you talk of doubt, we translate this, you pick up a tafsir or a commentary of the Quran. ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابِ. This is the book, there is no doubt in it. You get various or varying degrees of doubt. All doubt is not the same. In English, one word for everything. Arabic language is mentioned for sword. There are 4,000 different words just for sword. Doubt also, you get different types of doubt. One is, a person, every day he travels along a particular road. Today he took a new road. Someone gave him new directions. He comes to a particular juncture, he has a 60% inclination, go right, 40% left. This also is doubt, 60 one way, 40 the other way. But this type of doubt is called in Arabic shak. Bal hum fi shakkim minha, bal hum minha amun. Then you get a slightly lower level of doubt, 80-20 quality. That in Arabic is mirya, fala taku fi miryatin minha. Then there is a very slight level of doubt, minuscule. Every day you go home, use the same road. One night it's raining, stormy, hail, thunder. So you reach the last intersection. 90% you know if your house is there. Just 1 millisecond, 10% you doubted, maybe you have to go left. That very, very slight level of doubt is called rayb. Allah says, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابْ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. This Kalam, this Qur'an, لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. There isn't even the slightest element of doubt in it. هُدَلْ لِلْمُتَّقِينِ. It is hidayat. It is hidayat for the people of taqwa. Ulama kiram mentioned. They say for Qur'an to become hidayat. For us to get the benefit of hidayat from Qur'an, the first condition is this. What condition? La rayba fi. Whatever Allah says in the Quran, from the heart, to have the total conviction, there is absolutely no doubt in it. Yamhaqu Allahu riba. Allah destroys riba. La rayba fi, no doubt. Wa yulbi sadaqat. Allah multiplies sadaqa. La rayba fi, no doubt. Document is prepared. What we are told? Invest in that property. You've got enough for the down payment. You've got enough for the deposit. The monthly rental income will meet the installments. You've paid the deposit, monthly rental income will meet the installment. It's a win-win situation, you can't lose. Document is prepared, document of riba. You are told, sign on the dotted line. Outwardly, ostensibly, you can't go wrong. Yet what does Allah say? يَمْحَقُ اللَّهُ الرِّبَى. What you are about to do is destruction. What you are about to do will destroy the essence of your life. Outwardly it looks harmless. It looks a win-win situation. But what is the reality? That when you will sign on that dotted line, what are you actually doing? فَإِن لَمْ تَفْعَلُوا فَأَذَنُوا بِخَرْبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. Allah says, if you will not desist, if you will sign, if you will enter into riba, then know and understand that you have declared war on Allah and His Rasul. Do you hope to win such a war? Is it even possible for you to win such a war? يَمْحَقُ اللَّهُ الرِّبَى لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ يُرْبِ الصَّدَقَاتِ. Sadaqa, charity. You had 100, you spent 10, gave it to the poor. The 100 became 90. Outwardly it looks like that. So what has happened? Your wealth has diminished. Quran is telling you, no. يُرْبِ الصَّدَقَاتِ. Not only has your wealth increased, Allah has multiplied that wealth. صادق المصدوق جناب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. The seven heavens and the seven earths can come to an end. What did my Nabi say? Seven heavens, seven earths can come to an end. What he said will never be a lie. It will be the truth. What did he say? مَا نَقَصَ مَالُ عَبْدٍ مِّن صَدَقَةٍ. مَا نَقَصَ مَالُ عَبْدٍ مِّن صَدَقَةٍ. He said the wealth of no man diminishes through sadaqah. It is impossible to become poor through sadaqah. مَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يُقْرِضُ اللَّهَ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا فَيُضَعِفَهُ لَهُ أَضْعَافًا كَثِيرًا. Allah says, spend in the way of Allah. What are you doing? You are giving Allah a debt, and Allah will multiply it many, many times and give it back to you. لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. There is no doubt. يَعْلَمُ أَنَّمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا لَعِبٌ وَلَغْوٌ وَزِينَةٌ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ وَتَفَاقُرٌ بَيْنَكُمْ وَتَكَاثُرٌ فِي الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَوْلَادِ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ كَمَثَلِ غَيْثٍ أَعْجَبَ الْكُفَّارَ نَبَاتُهُ ثُمَّ يَهِيجُ فَتَرَاهُ مُصْفَرًّا ثُمَّ يَكُونُ حُطَامًا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ عَذَابٌ شَدِيدٌ وَمَغْفِرَةٌ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرِضْوَانٌ وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. Every expression of Quran, the life of this world, if you will make it your objective, it is a game. Amusement, competing with one another. Like a lush field that today looks attractive, tomorrow will become arid, dry. Tomorrow will become meaningless and dead. La rayba fi, no doubt. Akhirat is asal, la rayba fi. Dunya is a passing phase, la rayba fi. Success is not in material wealth, la rayba fi. Allah will make you valuable according to amal, la rayba fi. Every expression of Quran, my respected brothers, Allah, when He begins this kalam, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابِ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. This is the book, there is no doubt in it. To doubt one harf, to doubt one letter, to doubt one nukta of this Quran is kufr. هُدَى لِلْمُتَّقِينِ. It is hidayah, whether it is the camel age, space age, rocket age, whichever age or era or period, no matter how far mankind may advance, technologically, scientifically, whether they walk on the moon or walk on Mars, whoever, wherever, however, whatever this batil propaganda machinery is espousing its message 24 hours of every day, paisa ho to kaam banega, acquire the material wealth of this world at the expense of every command of Allah, you will become successful. This is dignity, this is honor. You drive a fancy car, live in a fancy house, it doesn't matter whose rights you have expropriated or whose rights you have trodden upon, you are successful. This is dignity, this is honor. This batil message that is being espoused from every direction, whether it's the school, whether it's the university, whether it's the economical powerhouses of this world, Quran says this is a lie, this is treachery. From the depths of the heart, the conviction has to come. La rayba fi, there is no doubt in Allah's kalam. Hudal lil muttaqin, then only will this Quran become hidayah. First condition is la rayba fi. Otherwise you go to some first world countries, you'll find university, head of the Islamic department, author of tafsir of the Quran, commentator of the Quran will be a Jew. or be a Christian. Why? Because they haven't come onto this first aspect, la rayba fi. That this kalam, this is such a kalam, Allahu Akbar. If it had to be revealed in its original form on the Lawh Mahfuz, the Lawh Mahfuz would not have been able to bear its weight. If it had to be revealed on a mountain, the mountain would have been crushed. This is that kalam when Allah introduces it, what does Allah say? Tanzeel. Tanzeel. A revelation. Not the product of the impuny, defective intellect of man. Not a product of your thought processes, no. Not some computer calculation, no. Tanzeel, this Quran is not from this world. It's a revelation, tanzeel. From where? Mimman khalaqal arda was samawatil ula. Ar-Rahman ala al-arshi istawa. Lahu ma fi samawat, wa ma fi al-ard, wa ma baynahuma, wa ma tahta al-thara. وَإِنْ تَجْهَرْ بِالْقَوْلِ فَإِنَّهُ يَعْلَمُ السِّرَّ وَأَخْفَى اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ لَهُ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى وَإِنَّهُ الله أكبر سورة الشعراء وَإِنَّهُ Allah says verily this Quran لَتَنْزِيلُ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ It's a revelation from رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ The one who created the heavens and the earth. He is Ar-Rahman. He is the benevolent. He is the kind. He is the merciful. He has made istiwa upon his arsh. Everything in the heavens, everything in the earth, everything between the heavens and the earth, everything beneath this earth belongs to him. وَإِن تَجْهَرْ بِالْقَوْلِ
www.attableek.com
One was the sifat of Allah. Quran opens up. Allah is Sami'a. Allah is Basir. Allah is Alim. This is the cry and lament of our elders, my respected brothers. Today the talks of Allah has come out of the Ummah. We talk of everything else but Allah. Quran has become an absent concept from our life. Look at the manner in which Allah opens up the reality in Quran. Once Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is sitting with Sahaba. The verse of the Quran is read, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu. This is just an example for us to appreciate what we are saying. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu. قُوْ أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَهْلِيكُمْ نَارًا قُوْ أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَهْلِيكُمْ نَارًا وَقُودُهَا النَّاسُ وَالْحِجَارَةُ عَلَيْهَا مَلَائِكَةٌ غِلَاظٌ شِدَادٌ لَا يَعْصُونَ اللَّهَ مَا أَمَرَهُمْ وَيَفْعَلُونَ مَا يُؤْمَرُونَ Allah is not addressing the kafir, Allah is addressing the person of iman. Allah is addressing the believer, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا O you who believe, O people of Iman, قُوْ أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَهْلِيكُمْ نَارًا Save yourself and your families from the fire of Jahannam. Save yourselves and your families from the fire of Jahannam. And then Allah describes this Jahannam, وَقُودُهَا النَّاسُ وَالْحِجَارًا The fuel of this fire is men and stones. The fuel of this fire is men and stones. فَقَامَ شَيْخٌ كَبِيرٌ One elderly sahabi gets up. أَحِجَارَةُ جَهَنَّمْ كَحِجَارَةِ الدُّنْيَا Try and appreciate this. Save yourself and your family from the fire of Jahannam, the fuel of which is men and stones. So what is this verse telling us? That in Jahannam there are stones. Insan and stones will be the fuel of Jahannam. So Allah is saying there are stones in Jahannam. For Sahaba, these were not abstract concepts. Their complete iman, complete conviction, in every word that emanated from the lip of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So straight away, look at the question he asked. أَحِجَارَةُ جَهَنَّمْ كَحِجَارَةِ الدُّنْيَا. Ya Rasulullah, are the stones of Jahannam like the stones of this world? Are the stones of Jahannam like the stones of this world? وَالَّذِي نَفْسُ مُحَمَّدٍ بِيَدِهِ لَصَخْرَةٌ مِنْ صَخْرِ جَهَنَّمْ كَعَظَمِ جِبَالِ الدُّنْيَا كُلِّهَا أُقْمَ قَالَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. Rasul Azam said to him, by the oath of that being in whose hands lies the life of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, by the oath of that being in whose hands lies the life of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one pebble of Jahannam, its girth, magnanimity, size is larger than the hugest mountain range of this world. One pebble, la sakhratun min sakhri Jahannam ka azami jibali dunya kulliha. When the Sahabi hears this, they were not like you and I, desensitized Muslims. Just yesterday I gave the example, once I was sitting in Etikaf, one Pakistani brother came. It was 1 o'clock in the morning. He said, Mawlana, I got a question. I said, what happened? He said, Mawlana, when we were small boys, we used to go Kabristan. When janaza took place, we used to look at that hole in the ground, see the worms, see the insects. Then we used to see the janaza being lowered into the ground. This used to have such an effect upon us that the next night when our mother put the light off, when you're going to sleep, you would become upset. You were afraid in the dark. We were thinking of that black hole in the ground. Next 2-3 weeks we couldn't sleep. He says, now I notice, we go Kabristan, the manzar and scene of moth and death is in front of us. Janaza is being lowered into the ground. Other side, the musical cell phone is ringing. Person picks up the phone. When is my container being delivered? I'm waiting for my goods. The contract of dunya is being made right in front of the manzar and scene of moth and death. He says, Mawlana, what has brought about this? What has brought about the state? What is he saying? What has brought about the state of denial? The dunya is real, akhirat is something else. Pounds and dollars are a reality. Neki and amal is something else. This life is everything. More, somebody else is going to die, not us. We don't say it, but the manner in which we are living is, has become an embodiment of that. As if we are in denial of something that is staring us in front of us. So I said to him, you tell me what has brought this about. Like Sheikh Ismail from Somalia, one very senior Jamaat worker. He came a few years ago to South Africa in Ishtima in Johannesburg. He said, the glitter and glamour and attraction of this dunya has made jadu. Use the word sihr. Almost made jadu on us. Ajib answers his brother gave. I said, what do you think has brought about this situation? He said, Mawlana, it is that shaitan box. That plasma screen. Normally there was a zamana and time when people were doing haram and wrong, they'll hide it. That little element of haya and shame was there. Never mind, whatever wrong it was, still we'll try to hide it and conceal it. Maybe one day Allah will give us the tawfiq to make tawbah. Today, nowadays you walk into the house, the first thing you see, illa mashallah. Not just small one, big one. 30 inch and 40 inch and so many million pixels and curved plasma screen. And the reality? Reality, an instrument of zina. Father, mother and children sitting, teenage children sitting together looking at zina taking place. Azan is called out, music is blaring. Azan is called out, zina is going on. Our elders say that that form and that nation that has become habitual of behayai and shamelessness, with the so-called sweet poison of behayai and shamelessness has clogged their blood vessels. They say, unko marne ke liye atom bomb ki koi zarurat nahi hai, wo pehle hi se mare hue. To destroy them, you don't need an atom bomb, they are already dead. What effect is there going to be in their salam? What ta'alluq with Allah is there going to be? What taqat and power is there going to be in their dua? Al-Iman wal Hayaul Quranau Jamia. Idha rufiya ahaduhuma rufiya al-akhar. My Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Iman and Haya are two inseparable entities. If there is no Haya, there is no Iman. Shame and modesty is an integral part of Iman. We are living in a culture of behayai and shamelessness. This culture of boyfriend, girlfriend. This culture of intermingling. This culture of music. Today there are those proponents, Allah forgive us, who are trying to make it halal. But they say music is food for the soul. Music is food for the soul. That which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-ghina yumbitu al-nifaqa fil qalb kama yumbitu al-ma'u al-zara. He said, like how water causes crops to grow, listening to the haram music of this world will cause nifaq and hypocrisy to grow in your heart. And the problem is, you can go to the cardiologist, he'll use the machinery he has, he'll do an ECG for you, he'll do an angiogram, he'll tell you one artery is blocked, two arteries, three arteries are blocked, you need a stent or you need an angioblast, all your arteries are fine. The instruments are there medically to do that, but there is no medical instrument or cardiologist present that can use any instrument and tell you why this heart is full of nifaq and hypocrisy. But the love of dunya has hardened your heart to the extent that this heart doesn't take effect from the name of Allah and His Rasul. Cardiologists may tell you that your heart is healthy. Cardiologists may tell you that your heart is healthy. But Allah protects us in many instances. That heart, in the eyes of Allah and His Rasul, is worse than a tenor. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala was that sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sahaba would say that he had so much sohbat. So much sohbat of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That if someone came from outside Madinah Munawwara, was not familiar with the family members of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they would see the movement of Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala who in and out of the house of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They would think to themselves, he's from the Ahl Bayt, from the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So much sohbat, Allah blessed him. On one occasion he gave us a measuring tape. He gave us a yardstick. Call it a thermometer. Obviously, we can understand where he got it from. From the barakat of the sohbat of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abdullah bin Mas'ud said, Utlub qalbaka inda thalathati mawatin. Utlub qalbaka inda thalathati mawatin. Inda sima'i al-Qur'an. Wa fi majalis al-dhikr. وَفِي أَوْقَاتِ الْخَلْوَةِ. He said, you want to see the state of your heart. Obviously, like I said, cardiologist is not going to help you. Cardiologist will tell you if physically the heart is healthy. But in the eyes of Allah and His Rasul, is this heart healthy? Is this heart beating with the love of Allah? Is that effort being made to prepare this heart that day is coming? One of the most frightening verses of the Quran, Allah says the day is coming. وَحُسِّلَ مَا فِي الصُّدُورِ. وَحُصِّلَ مَا فِي الصُّدُورِ We will reveal, we will cut open his heart. We will reveal what was in his heart. Was his heart beating with Allah's love or with the love of something else? Was Akhirat the goal or was Dunya the goal? That is the imtihan, that is the reality of this life, not how big the bank balance is. So he said, search your heart on three occasions, check. Where is the heart going? First iron test for this heart. In the Sama'il Qur'an, when Qur'an is read. When Qur'an is read, search the heart. Where is the heart going? Are you looking for the exit to run away? Or does this heart lean towards the Qur'an? Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he would say to Abu Musa Ash'ari radiallahu ta'ala anhu, ذَكِّرْنَا رَبَّنَا عَزَّ وَجَلَّ شَوِّقْنَا إِلَى رَبِّنَا عَزَّ وَجَلَّ He would say to Abu Musa Ash'ari, remind me of my Allah. Give me the shock of my Allah. Such attachment with Qur'an they had. Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu would say, whenever I desired to talk to Allah, I would read 2 rakat salah. Whenever I desired that my Allah should talk to me, I would read Quran. Today our value system is upside down. A few years ago, Jamaat from Qatar, from the royal family of Qatar, came to South Africa. Seventy-year-old man, Arab. Progeny of Sahaba, people of the language of Quran was on their tongue. Yet when the correct effort is not made, I remember in one town near Durban, Spingo Beach, 70-year-old, this Arab brother from the royal family was giving bayan, broken bayan, you see. Could see he was not used to it. One side his son, with tears in his eyes, was telling me, young boy. He says, Maulana, do you realize today my father is speaking in a deeni majlis, this is a miracle. This is a miracle that Allah has blessed my family like this. I said, why are you saying that? What is so miraculous that your father is speaking now? He says, the effect of environment when we were young boys growing up in our house, if my father saw us with the Quran, he would get angry. And he would say, what's wrong with you? Why are you wasting your time? Get involved in your academic studies. Don't waste your time in this Quran. One person, he brought his son to the Maulana. He said, Maulana, make dua for my son. So Maulana makes dua, Ya Allah, make the son of so and so muazzin. Man gets upset. He said, I told you to make dua, not bad-dua. Muazzin. Why he didn't say doctor, or lawyer, or engineer, or astrophysicist? Muazzin. Some places what they say, bangisa. What that word bangisa means, you don't even want to go into the details. What is our value systems? What is the value system of Allah and His Rasulullah? Our value systems, Allah forgive us, my respected brothers, have gone upside down. لا يدول في قبره. What did my Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam say? He said the body of the doctor and the lawyer and the engineer and the astrophysicist will become the food and the fodder of the insects of the grave. Allah will make the body of a muazzin haram on the insects of the grave. أَطْوَلُ النَّاسِ أَعْنَاقًا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ الْمُؤَذِّنُونَ He said the people with the longest necks, literally, longest necks, what it means, highest maqam, highest status, highest position on the day of judgment will be those who used to call out Allah. إِنَّ فِي الْجَنَّةِ نَهْرًا اسمه ريان عليه مدينة من مرجان له 70,000 باب من ذهب وفضة لحامل القرآن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said in Jannah there is a stream its name is ريان above the stream is the city of Marjan. Marjan has a palace made out of gold with 70,000 doors. Allah has kept this for the one who will devote himself to the Quran. On that day the announcement will be made. Ala wa innakum ja'altum nasaba wa ja'altu nasabi ja'altu akramakum atqakum walakin abaytum wa qultum inna fulan ibn fulan khayrun min fulan ibn fulan al-yawma abaw nasabakum wa arfa'u nasabi ayna al-muttaqun ayna alladhina tatajafa junubuhum 'anil madaji'a ayna as-sa'imun. That day the announcement will be made. Listen, you people had one basis of respect, dignity and honor, and we had one basis. What was your basis? Who was driving the Mercedes Benz or the Range Rover or wearing a Hugo Boss suit? Who had a 6 or 7 figure bank balance, you looked up to him. And the one who had little of this dunya, you looked down at him. Allah says, you had one basis, we also had one basis. What was our basis? Inna akramakum atqakum. Insan ki qeemat andar ke sarmaya se bante hai, bahar ke sarmaya se nahi bante. The value of this human being is what is inside. What is inside? Taqwa, Allah's consciousness, the fear of Allah. This quality that before I do anything, my Allah is looking at me. Sometimes proposal comes for somebody's daughter. Like a flower, he nurtured this daughter, brought her up. She was the jewel, the pride of his life. Then he gets happy. What a proposal has come. Sharif Khandan. Well-known family. The youngster is going to become a doctor or engineer or lawyer. Future financial prospects sorted out. Very honorable family. What is all that outside? But inside? Inside in the heart there's no khawf of Allah. There's no realization that I have to die tomorrow and go into the qabr. There's no consciousness that the day is coming when I will have to give account in Allah's court. Inside is empty. Inside there is nothing. What is the reality? It may be crude, my respected brothers. Outwardly, he looks like an insan. But if inside is empty, he is worse than hayawan. Worse than an animal. And he will make that girl's life a misery from day one. There will never be appreciation. There will never be tolerance. Worse than Jahannam will become their home. Both sides, not only male. Male and female. This is why the mafhum of the hadith, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that if a man's inside is not male, if the inside is empty, لَهُوَ أَهْوَلُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ مِنَ الْجُعْلَانِ, his value in the sight of Allah is less than the germs and the insects that are found in feces. If the inside is not male, announcement that day will be made. You had one basis of respect, dignity and honor. We had one basis. Yours was what was outside. Ours was what was inside. Inna akramakum atqakum. On that day the announcer will say, Al-yawma abaw nasabakum wa arfa'u nasabi. Today your basis of respect has come to an end. Our basis is established. We are the people of Taqwa. We are the people who used to fast. We are the people who in the dead of night used to get up and cry before Allah. Search your heart on 3 occasions. In the sima'i al-Qur'an, when Qur'an is read, where is your heart? Wa fi majalisi dhikr. In the gatherings of Allah's remembrance, when the talks of Allah are taking place, talks of Allah, Allah's greatness, Allah's azmat, Allah's kibriyai, Allah's jalal. cry tears of blood, my respected brothers. Today till 1, 2 in the morning, where is the woman? In the dens of ice. In front of the shaitan box. Till 1, 2 in the morning. And when the invitation is given, come in the gatherings of deen, the majalis of iman. Speak about Allah. One sifat of Allah, one quality of Allah. Absir bihi wa asmir. Absir bihi wa asmir. Translate this in Urdu. Kya kehne tere Rab ke dekhne ka? Kya kehne tere Rab ke sunne ka? What are you going to say about the sight of your Allah? What are you going to say about the hearing of your Allah? Yara dabiban namlati sawda ala sakrati samma fi laylati dhalma. What is the sight of Allah? What hadith Rasulullah describes, he says it is a dark night, one level of darkness. Then there is a raging storm, another level of darkness. Then there is cloud upon cloud, third layer level of darkness. Then there is thick foliage of the jungle, heaped one upon the other, fourth level of darkness. Then there is a black mountain, fifth level of darkness. Then inside the cell of that mountain, sixth level of darkness. There is a black ant, seventh level of darkness, that is walking in the cells, in this raging seven levels of darkness. This ant is walking. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam does not say Allah sees the ant. But when the ant walks, it leaves behind an invisible imprint on the cells of the rock. Allah sees that also. Where are you going to hide from such an Allah? Alam ya'lam bi anna Allah yara. Allah says, do you not know that Allah is looking at you? Luqman. Ya bunayya, innaha in taku mithqala habbatin min khardal, fatakun fi sakhra, aw fi samawat, aw fi al-ard, yati biha Allah. One ruku in surah Luqman is ajeeb. How does Allah begin this ruku? وَإِذْ قَالَ لُقْمَانُ لِبْنِهِ وَهُوَ يَعِذُهُ يَا بُنَيَّ لَا تُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ إِنَّ الشِّرْكَ لَظُلْمٌ عَظِيمٌ. Allah begins this ruku. Allah says, remember that time. Remember that time when Luqman said to his son, whilst giving him advice. And then great, great elements of deen are spoken about. Tawheed of Allah, Salah, etc. Ulama raised the question, what was the need for Allah to say, remember the time when Luqman said to his son? Why didn't Allah directly say, La tushrik billah, don't make shirk with Allah. Aqimis salah, establish salah. Allah could have said directly, what is the need for Allah to say, remember the time that Luqman said to his son? Ulama explaining this verse in this ruku is ishara. To every father of this ummah, every mother of this ummah, every muallim of this ummah, that amanat that we have given you, those offspring, the children that we have given you, that zakhira and provision of your akhirat that we have given you, what is it that Allah wants you to introduce in their lives? In the same ruku, time is limited, Ya Bunayya, Luqman addresses his son, Ya Bunayya, إِنَّهَا إِن تَكُ مِثْقَالَ حَبَّةٍ مِّنْ خَرْدَلْ فَتَكُنْ فِي صَخْرَ أَوْ فِي السَّمَوَاتِ أَوْ فِي الْأَرْضِ يَأْتِ بِهَا اللَّهِ. Oh my beloved son, that action which you do. This is literal translation, I'm not being in tafsir, literal translation. Oh my beloved son, that action which you do. If it is smaller than a grain of mustard seed, hidden underneath a boulder, somewhere in the heaven, somewhere in the earth. I'm repeating. Smaller than a grain of mustard seed, hidden underneath a boulder, somewhere in the heaven, somewhere in the earth. Oh my son, a day is coming when even that action Allah will bring it in front of you. Allah is Basir, Allah is Samir, Allah is Alim. Allah listen. What is Allah listening? Someone is speaking to you, one person speaks. وَإِن تَجْهَرْ بِالْقَوْلِ فَإِنَّهُ يَعْلَمُ السِّرَّ وَأَخْفَى. Shout, Allah hears you. سَوَاءٌ مِّنْكُمْ مَنْ أَسَرَّ الْقَوْلِ وَمَنْ جَهْرَ بِهِ وَمَنْ هُوَ مُسْتَخْفٍ بِاللَّيْلِ وَسَارِبٌ بِالنَّهَارِ. Shout, Allah hears you. Speak normal tone, Allah hears you. Go lower than that, Allah hears you. Close your lips, so that only your tongue is moving. Allah hears that also. Stop the lips, stop the tongue, so that only the heart is talking. Allah hears that also. And not just hears it, sawa. Allah says it is equal, not different degrees of difficulty. Such is Allah's hearing. I'm digressing. One youngster came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He had shikayat, complaint. What was his complaint? He said, at times my father uses my wealth without my permission. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam sends for the father of this youngster. Complaint has come about you. Elderly man bent over, walking with a stick. He's heartbroken. My own son, my own offspring, my own flesh and blood has complained to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam about this. This hurt him. Arab poetry was an inherent part of their nature, inescapable part, was part of their nature. So as he is walking on his stick with his back bent over towards Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's majlis, he has been summoned. This hurt expresses itself in the form of a few couplets, poem, which he doesn't say to anyone. In his heart, he says these words. When he reaches the majlis of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Jibril has already come. So Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam says to him, tell me the words that you formed in your heart. Why? Because Allah sent Jibreel, oh my beloved, ask him what were the words that he formed in his heart before you deal with this matter. So what were the words that you formed in your heart? This man is shocked. Wallahi, la yazalu Allahu yaziduna bika yaqeenan ya Rasul Allah. He says, by the qasam of Allah, O Nabi of Allah, Allah continues to increase our yaqeen that you are definitely His Nabi. Shay'an, listen to this. Shay'an, qultuhu fi nafsi, ma sami'atu ayna udunaya. He said, Ya Rasulullah, it was something I only said it in my heart. My own ears didn't hear it. Are you saying Allah heard it? Lillahi ma fi samawati wa ma fi al-ard. وَإِن تُبْدُوا مَا فِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَوْ تُخْفُوهُ يُحَاسِبُكُمْ بِهِ اللَّهُ. Today we haven't understood who is Allah. This is why we stand on the musalla, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Maliki Yawm al-Din, Iyaka Na'bud, Wa Iyaka Nasta'in. Allahu Akbar, Subhana Rabbi Al-Azim. سمع الله لمن حمده ربنا لك الحمد الله أكبر ربنا سبحان ربي الأعلى سبحان ربي الأعلى سبحان ربي الأعلى. The tongue is saying it, and not for one second is this heart beating with the consciousness of Allah. And yet Allah says, أقم الصلاة لذكري. Establish salah for my zikr. Every breath of air is a reminder who is Allah. The sunlight is a reminder. Every blade of grass, the wisp of air, the droplet of the rainwater coming down onto the earth. Wallah, everything around us is shouting out, إِنَّ لِهَذَا الْخَلْقِ خَالِقِ. There is a creator for this, Allah. ذلكم الله ربكم الحق فماذا بعد الحق إلا الضلال فأنا تصرفون one haqiqi zat, Allah. Besides Allah, everything is batil. The mahwar, maqsad, object, purpose of this insan in this world is to recognize who is Allah. Ya Rasulullah, my own ears didn't hear it. Are you saying my Allah heard it? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, yes. What were the words? وَذَوْتُكَ مَوْلُودًا وَمُنْتُكَ يَافِعًا تُعَلُّ بِمَا أَجْنِي عَلَيْكَ وَتُنْهَلُ وَإِذَا لَيْلَةً ضَاقَتْكَ بِالسَّقْمِ لَمْ أَبِتْ لِسَّقْمِكَ إِلَّا سَاهِرًا أَتَمَلْمَلُ كَأَنِّي أَنَا الْمَتْرُوكُ دُونَكَ بِالَّذِي تُرِقْتَ بِهِ دُونِي فَعَيْنِي تَهْمَلُ تَخَافُ الرَّدَى نَفْسِي عَلَيْكَ وَإِنَّهَا لَتَعْلَمُ أَنَّ الْمَوْتَ وَقْتٌ مُؤَجَّلُ فَلَمَّا بَلَغْتَ السِّنَّ وَالْغَايَةَ الَّتِي إِلَيْهَا مَدَى مَا كُنْتُ فِيكَ وَأَمِّلُ جَعَلْتَ جَزَائِي غِلْظَةً وَفَظَاظَةً كَأَنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْمُنْعِمُ الْمُتَفَضِّلُ فَلَيْتَكَ إِنْ لَمْ تَرُ حَقَّ أُبُوَّتِي فَعَلْتَ كَمَا الْجَارُ الْمُجَاوِرُ يَفْعَلُ فَأُولَيْتَنِي حَقَّ الْجِوَارِ وَلَمْ تَكُنْ عَلَيَّ بِمَالٍ دُونَ مَالِكَ تَبْخَلُ. As I mentioned earlier, English language, unfortunately, limited, impossible to do justice to translate what the Sahabi said. And poetry is even more difficult to translate. But the crux of what he said, suffice to say, the effect of these words was such that like rain droplets, the tears were pouring down the cheeks of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And oh my beloved son, from the day you were born, I stopped living for myself and I started living for you. In order to give fruit to your ambitions, hopes and desires, I sacrificed all my ambitions and hopes. I would stand in the burning heat of the sun and toil tirelessly so that your every desire and wish and aspiration was fulfilled. At times you would not sleep at night, I also couldn't sleep. When you became sick, I became sick with you. I stood at your bedside. And I called out to my Allah that let him not die, let him not die, whilst I knew that death could only come upon its appointed time. And then what happened, my son? Youth caused your flower to bloom, whilst old age caused my flower to dry up and wither and ebb. Youth caused you, your body to be filled with strength and your bones to become supple and strong, and for you to be filled with ebullience, whilst old age sapped my energy and caused my bones to become frail and bent. In this moment of weakness and dependence, I stretched my hand out to you, asking you for assistance, and yet you reacted with such arrogance and such harshness that it appeared to me as if my entire life was a lie, that you had brought me up and I had not brought you up. Oh my son, if you couldn't have been a son to me, you could at least have been a neighbor to me. Because a neighbor also to some extent considers the right of his neighbor. Like rain droplets, the tears were pouring down the cheeks of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Caught hold of the collar of that youngster and he said, get away. Leave my majlis, anta wa maluka li abika. You and your wealth belong to your father. Allah is Sami'a. Allah is Basir. Allah is Alim. One sifat of Allah, one quality of Allah. This majalis of Iman, the talks of akhlaq today. Today the father enters the room of his teenage son, and what happens? The teenage son turns around and says, you have invaded my privacy, you didn't knock and seek permission. What is the cause? Our elders are crying, they are saying, introduce the halaqat of ta'aleem in your home. Bring qala Allah, qala Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam into your home. Introduce the seerah of my Nabi, where great personality like Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah, one day he's kissing the feet of his mother, This is a scholar who knew more than 100,000 ahadith by heart. Thousands of students. Mother becomes embarrassed. My son, what are you doing? You're kissing my feet. He says, no, I'm not kissing your feet. I am kissing my Jannah. Why? Because what did my Nabi say? If you want to find Jannah, إِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ تَحْتَ أَقْدَامِ الْأُمَّهَاتِ, you will find it underneath the feet of your mother. This ta'aleem, this recognition, this realization of seerah, of what the life of Rasulullah was, the ta'aleemat, what he taught, what it means to be a husband, what it means to be a wife. Where he said, you want to be my beloved, Allahu Akbar, mafhum of hadith. He said, you want to be my beloved on the day of judgment. Who is beloved? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You want to be close to me on that day, then treat your wife correctly. Otherwise, you will not be close to me. Today the homes are Jahannam. Why? Because these ta'limat is not there. Today we don't have time. For internet there's time. For techno gadgets there's time. In the name of technological advancement, such zulmat has entered the homes of the ummah today. Allah forgive us, that husband and wife will be sharing one bed. Such gadgets have entered the home. Husband is making zina with someone, wife is making zina with someone else. Haya and shame has become an unknown entity, hidden away in some cave. When the call is made, come out of that environment of filth. Come into the majalis of iman, come into the environment of iman. Today we say we don't have time. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala, I keep digressing. Utluq qalbaka inda thalathati mawatin. He said, search your heart on three occasions. Inda sima'i al-Qur'an, when Qur'an is there. Wa fi majalis al-dhikr. Search your heart in the gatherings of Allah's remembrance. Speak about Allah, hear about Allah, talk about Allah. Give da'wah to the greatness of Allah. This is not the work of tabligh jamaat or an organization, no. Come out of that deception. Waisu sahab rahmatullahi alayhi used to say, hum isliye nahi kehte hain ki Allah ki barai bayan karo, kyunki ek scheme hai jiske zariye se aap logo ko chille aur teen chille ke liye taiyar karenge. We are not saying you speak of Allah's greatness because this is some scheme that Nizamuddin or Iwin taught up, by which you are going to prepare people to go for 40 days and 4 months. No. Hum isliye kehte hain ki Allah ki barai bayan karo, kyunki ye Allah ka haq hai ki uski tarah na kiya jaye. Makhlooq ka zikr bimari hai, khaliq ka zikr uski ilaj hai. We are saying to you, speak of Allah's greatness because this is Allah's right. This is Allah's right that His greatness should be sung. Every breath of air should be a testimony of Allah's greatness. Who gave you the ability to see? Who gave you the ability to speak? Who gave you the ability to hear? One ni'mat, one bounty of Allah, what price tag are you going to put on it? Search your heart on three occasions when Quran is read. In the gatherings of Allah's remembrance, وَفِي أَوْقَاتِ الْخَلْوَةِ وَفِي أَوْقَاتِ الْخَلْوَةِ. Third thing Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala said. He said, search your hearts in the dead of night. Search your heart in the moments of solitude. Ek bhook si dil mein utti hai. Ek dard jigar mein hota hai. Hum raat ko ut rote hai jab sara alam sota hai. The fire of Allah's ish. The fire of Allah's muhabbat. Kanu qaleelam min al-layli ma yahja'oon. Wa bil ashari hum yastaghfiroon. وَالَّذِينَ يَبِيتُونَ لِرَبِّهِمْ سُجَّدًا وَقِيَامًا. Ibadur Rahman, who are the friends of Allah, who are the true slaves of Allah, those that give some section of their night to Allah. What was the night of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Hours upon hours, sahaba say, حَتَّى تَوَرَّمَ قَدَمَا, until the Mubarak feet of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would swell. Today you ask someone what is sunnah, they say to eat a little bit something sweet before the meal is sunnah. Whether that is sunnah or not, Allah knows best. But this sunnah, to stand and cry for the ummah till his mubarak feet is to swell. Night upon night crying before Allah. Wallahi, the gullies and alleys of Medina could speak today, they will remind this ummah of what the night of that mubarak Nabi was. The manner in which he finished himself. This day, utlub qalbaka inda thalathati mawatin. He said, search your heart on three occasions. When Quran is read in the gatherings of Allah's remembrance and in moments of solitude, فَإِلَّمْ تَجِدْ قَلْبَكَ فِي هَذِهِ الْمَوَاتِنِ الثَّلَاثِ فَسَلِ اللَّهَ تَعَالَىٰ أَنْ يَمُنَّ عَلَيْكَ بِالْقَلْبِ فَإِنَّهُ لَا قَلْبَ لَكَ. He said, if your heart does not turn to Allah on these three occasions, if your heart does not aspire towards the Quran, if you are not frequenting the majalis of Allah's remembrance, if your moments of solitude are not being given towards Allah, Allah protect us. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala said, ask Allah to give you a heart because you have no heart. Your heart is a dead heart. And that which is dead should be put underneath the ground, because if it is above the ground, it will become rotten. Terrible stench and smell will emanate from it. This is why the Mu'ayyisus of Rahmatullah used to say, all the darkness and all the zulmat and all the gutters and all the stench of the world put together does not equal the stench and zulmat coming out of one heart in which there is incorrect yaqeen. Allah's ghayr is to come out of this heart. مَا جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لِرَجُلٍ مِّن قَلْبَيْنِ فِي جَوْفِهِ. Allah says, we haven't given you two hearts, we gave you only one heart. We gave you only one heart, and this heart has to be filled with Allah. The recognition of Allah, the azmat of Allah, the greatness of Allah. This was the day and night of Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam. From Adam alayhi salam to Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Quran again and again sounds out, فَعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ رَبُّ الْمَشْرِقِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ لا إله إلا هو هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو وإلهكم إله واحد لا إله إلا هو الرحمن الرحيم فإن تولوا فقل حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو شهد الله أنه لا إله إلا هو. That which Quran again and again, again and again, again and again sounds out. Know and understand, it is only one Allah. It is only one Allah. It is only one Allah. Sami is Allah. Basir is Allah. Hakam is Allah. Adal is Allah. Latif is Allah. Khabir is Allah. Nafi is Allah. Dar is Allah. Mu'izz is Allah. Mudhil is Allah. Hakam is Allah, the one who gives life is Allah, the one who gives death is Allah, the one who raises up is Allah, the one who brings down is Allah, the one who gives health is Allah, the one who gives sickness is Allah, the one who gives success is Allah, the one who gives failure is Allah. Everything from whichever direction, the source is one Allah alone. Turn to Allah, become Allah. That which Quran calls out, فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ. Run back to Allah. Halat and conditions in this world are good. These are the days of Hajj. My respected brothers, how far this ummah has shifted. How far this ummah has shifted from the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What was my Nabi doing during these days? Late one night in Mina, years upon years of persecution, years upon years of hardship. One youngster says, I stood on the mountain of Abu Qubais and I looked down on the plains of Mina. And I saw this person going from tent to tent, person to person. May you weeni, may yansuruni, hatta uballigha risalata rabbi wa lahu al-jannah. Who is there that will shelter me? Who is there that will become my helper? حَتَّى أُبَلِّغَ رِسَالَةَ رَبِّي. So that I can make tabligh of this deen. وَلَهُ الْجَنَّةِ. Allah will give him Jannah. فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ تَفَلَ فِي وَجِهِ. ومنهم من حتى عليه التراب ومنهم من سب على وجهه. Person to person he went, and what happened? He said some of them spat in his face. Some of them picked up sand and flung at him. They swore him, they mocked him, they persecuted him, they beat him relentlessly. حتى انتصف النهار, until the sun had reached its zenith. Middle of the day, boiling sun of the desert, he sat down exhausted. This youngster said, then I saw a young girl running towards him. The riwayat that comes, Jariyatul Madiya, a beautiful young girl. She ran towards him, she was sobbing and crying, highly distressed to see a father in this pitiable condition, body full of blood, body full of dust, having been insulted and persecuted like this. This little young child, she wants to give comfort, she wants to give solace to her father, but she's of such a young age, she doesn't realize what can she do. So in that innocence of her, this youngster says, I observed this little girl took out a piece of cloth, a handkerchief, and she started wiping the face of her father while sobbing and crying. The father looked at the child and said, La takhshe ala abikil ghayla. Do not fear. Allah will not disgrace your father. He says, I turned around and I asked my father, then who is that person? My father said that is Muhammad bin Abdullah. That is Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the young girl was Zainab radiallahu ta'ala. Where is the recognition today of the ummah, of the seerah of Rasulullah? 2.5 million people will go for Hajj. They will stand on the plains of Mina. How many of us will identify with what the Mina of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? 13 years like this. And then late one night, where Jamalatul Aqaba is, the big shaitan on the side, there's a little valley. He saw 6 young people. Abul Haytham bin Tehan, Ubadah bin Samit, Sa'd bin Rabi, Asad bin Zurara, Haritha bin Norman and Abdullah bin Rawaha. 6 people that had come from Yathrib, from Medina Munawwara. At that time it was called Yathrib. Entire days qurbani, persecution, hardship, difficulty, exhausted. Yet when he saw them, it was almost as if a rejuvenation had occurred. Himmat he picked up, he approached them. And then Quran was read, Quran. He read the last 2 rukus of Surah Ibrahim. وَإِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ رَبِّ اجْعَلْ هَذَا الْبَلَدَ آمِنًا وَاجْنُبْنِي وَبَنِيَّ أَنْ نَعْبُدَ الْأَصْنَامِ رَبِّ إِنَّهُنَّ أَضْلَلْنَ كَثِيرًا مِنَ النَّاسِ فَمَنْ تَبِعَنِي فَإِنَّهُ مِنِّي وَمَنْ عَصَانِي فَإِنَّكَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ رَبَّنَا إِنِّي أَسْكَنْتُ مِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِي بِوَادٍ غَيْرِ ذِي زَرْعٍ عِنْدَ بَيْتِكَ الْمُحَرَّمِ رَبَّنَا لِيُقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ فَاجْعَلْ أَفْئِدَةً مِنَ النَّاسِ تَهْوِي إِلَيْهِمْ وَارْزُقْهُمْ مِنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَشْكُرُونَ 2 rukus he read till he came to this verse. هَذَا هَذَا بَلَاغٌ لِلنَّاسِ وَلِيُنذَرُوا بِهِ وَلِيَعْلَمُوا أَنَّمَا هُوَ إِلَهٌ وَاحِدٌ وَلِيَذَّكَّرَ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ. Allama Zamakhshari rahimahullah, great mufassir of the Quran. He says the Quran does not have a name. This word Quran, literally translated, means that which is read over and over. He says the Quran does not have a name, but if the Quran had to be given a name, it would be this verse of the Quran where Allah says, Hada, this Quran, Hada, balaghul linnas. This is tabligh for humanity. This is a message, linnas, for the entire humanity. And who is going to make this balaghul? Who is going to convey this message to humanity? That also Quran tells us, Ya ayyuhan rasul, Ya ayyuhan rasul, balligh مَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ مِنْ رَبِّكَ وَإِنْ لَمْ تَفْعَلْ فَمَا بَلَّغْتَ رِسَالَتَهُ وَاللَّهُ يَعْصِمُكَ مِنَ النَّاسِ. O my Rasul, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, بَلِّغْ, make tabligh of this Quran. And then itab and warning to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَإِن لَمْ تَفْعَلْ If you will not do so, فَمَا بَلَّغْتَ رِسَالَتَ You have not completed your mission. وَاللَّهُ يَعْصِمُكَ مِنَ النَّاسِ They will turn against you. Allah will protect you as long as your ummah is in tabligh. هَذَا بَلَاغٌ لِلنَّاسِ This Quran is tabligh for humanity. مُبَلِّغْ أَوَّلْ مُحَمَّدْ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ يَا أَيُّهَا الرَّسُولُ بَلِّغْ مَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ مِنْ What was the requirement of this? Logically, what should have happened? Allah should have made the decision that his life should have been till Qiyamah. Allah should have given him the wealth and the kingdom of Sulaiman alayhi salam. But on the ground, what was the reality? Wulida yateeman. Wulida yateeman. Wa aasha faqeeran. Wa mata miskina sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was born a yateem. He lived the life of a faqir and he passed away in Maskana. Sabab to humanity that this deen will not spread on wealth, on kingdom, will not spread on scientific and technological advancement. This deen will spread in maskanat, in faqiri, on mujada, on qurbani, on sacrifice. What was the intizam that he put into place? He said, بَلِّغُوا عَنِّي بَلِّغُوا عَنِّي وَلَوْ آيَا بَلِّغُوا عَنِّي وَلَوْ آيَا He said, this responsibility of tabligh, I am handing it over to my ummah, even if you know one ayah. One ayah! And you will have to make tabligh of this thing. And then, 8,156 days of Nubuwwat. Like I said, logically it should have been alive till Qiyamah, yet 23 years. And it was the same Mina and Arafat, same Hajj, same plains of Mina. That once again Allah brought that day. That the gathering gathered the like of which will never be seen till Qiyamah. Ashab Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He stood in front of them. Surah Nasr had just been revealed. In it was Ishara, time for Al-Wida has come near. The time for your departure has come near. So on the 11th in Mina, he delivered the same khutbah that he gave on the 9th and the 10th. But there was one addition. Allama Ibn Kathir rahimahullah mentions, one addition. Surah Nasr had been revealed, Ishara had come, Al-Wida is near. So he began his khutbah with this one addition. One addition, Asa Allah talquni ba'da aami. That oh my ummah, perhaps after this year you will see me no more. This is my parting advice. This is my parting advice. This is my al-wida to my ummah. Same khutbah he gave, but with this addition, and then at the end the dard, the pain that was in the heart, not for that gathering in front of him. Why? Because that gathering, Allah had given them the sharafat and honor that no other, no companion of any other Nabi received what this Ummat Sahaba received. Where Allah said, Kullan, Kullan. What is Kullan? Sahaba, Sahaba of Makkah, Kullan. Sahaba of Hijrat, Kullan. Sahaba of Medina, Kullan. Sahaba of Badr, Kullan. Sahaba of Uhud, Kullan. Sahaba of Hudaybiyah kullan, Sahaba of Khandaq kullan, Sahaba of Fateh Makkah kullan, Sahaba of Taif kullan, Sahaba, any Sahabi kullan, wa'adallahu al-husna, Allah has taken an oath, every one of them is Jannah. So the worry was not for that gathering, the worry was for the gathering to come after them. Hal ballagh. Hal ballagh, have I fulfilled the responsibility of tabligh? Hada balaghul linnas, this Quran is tabligh. مبلغ هو يا أيها الرسول بلغ ما أنزل إليك من ربك. The intizam he put into place. بلغ عني ولو آية. And finally, this question is asked. هل بلغ؟ Did I fulfill the حق of the meaning? Like a kaleidoscope, the 23 years of relentless qurbani, difficulty and hardship with one goal, one maqsad, the hidayat of his ummah, fulfilling this responsibility of tabligh sahaba, it was in front of them. So with one voice they said, بَلَّغْتَ الرِّسَالَةِ وَأَدَّيْتَ الْأَمَانَةِ وَنَصَحْتَ الْأُمَّةِ وَكَشَفْتَ الْغُمَّةِ وَجَاهَدْتَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ حَقَّ جِهَادٍ. Ya Rasulullah, you fulfilled the haqq, you fulfilled the haqq, you fulfilled the haqq. Still he was not satisfied. He raised his finger up to the heavens. Allahumma shahad. Allahumma shahad. Allahumma shahad. Wallah, you be a witness. Three times he said this. Ya Allah, you be a witness that my ummah, my sahaba have attested that I fulfilled the haqq of the deen. And then one thing remained. One thing remained. The worry for those to come. So what did he say? فليبلغ الشاهد منكم الغائب. فليبلغ الشاهد منكم الغائب. Everyone that is present, everyone that is present, I am handing your Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is handing over to you the responsibility of Dawat and Tabligh. They understood the reality of it. That is why Makkah Medina put together 124,000 were on the plains of Mina and Arafat, plus minus, that heard that. Yet Makkah and Medina put together, you will not find the graves of more than 10,000 Sahaba. Uqba bin Nafi, Algeria. Abu Lubaba Ansari, radiallahu ta'ala, in Tunis. Ruwaita Ansari, radiallahu ta'ala, in Libya. Humama, radiallahu ta'ala, in Isfahan. Abdullah bin Abbas, Ma'bad bin Abbas, Northern Africa. Abu Rafi al-Ghifari in Khurasan. Abu Ayyub Ansari in Istanbul. Abu Talha Ansari in Rome. Khalid bin Walid Shims in Syria. Asad bin Furat, Sicily. Saad bin Abi Waqqas, Egypt. Huzaifa bin Yaman radiallahu ta'ala in Egypt. Bilal radiallahu ta'ala in Damascus. Abdullah bin Rawaha. Jafar bin Abi Talib. Zayd bin Haritha, Muta, Muaz bin Jabal, Abdurrahman bin Muaz, mountains of Jordan, Shurahbil bin Hasana, Jordan, like that, the list goes on, the books of history are there. These kubur, scattered throughout the entire world, are a living testimony to the ummah till Qiyamah, that this is not an ummah that sat back. This is not an ummah that had this attitude, my wife and my children, and humanity can go to Jahannam. They knew the value. One salah in Makkah was 100,000 times. One salah in Medina, one riwayat 50,000, one riwayat 1,000 times. They knew it. They knew it, but their graves are not in Makkah. This responsibility of Dawat and Tabligh caused them. Their wives became widows, their children became orphans. They went to the four corners of the world with this dard, with this pain, with this concern, with this worry. How one person can be saved from Jahannam and go to Jannah. Dawat and Tabligh is not an organization. This is not some political agenda. We're not here to increase membership, my respected brothers. Dawat and Tabligh is the cry of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is the misdaad, the living embodiment of the khatm nubuwwat of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Jisne Huzur Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam ke khatm nubuwwat par iman laya. کوئی اور نبی آنے والا نہیں ہے اس کے بعد اویل سے اس کے اوپر دعوت و تبلیغ کے مقصد آ گیا. Accept his ختم نبوت and understand, link to that directly is this responsibility. لا نبی عبادی, علامہ ابن کثیر رحمہ اللہ روایت, this edition, لا نبی عبادی ولا امت بعد امتی فلیبلغ الشاہد منکم الغائب. No other نبی to come, no other امت to come. So this responsibility of Dawat and Tabligh is being handed over to him. These ishtimaas that are taking place are just a reminder. A wake-up call. It's not Blackburn's ishtima or Dewsbury's ishtima or this place's ishtima or that place's ishtima. No. Someone asked us, Mufti Zainul Abidin Sahib Rahmatullahi, before one ishtima, he said, ye kiska ishtima hai? He said, by the last person to come before Qiyamah, the last human being, the last human being to come on this earth before Qiyamah, for him to be saved from Jahannam and go to Jannah, for the worry of death is ishtimaisi. The worry of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My respected brothers, this is just a springboard, a wake-up call, a reminder for us, the clock of our life is ticking. The clock of our life is ticking. The day when we have to stand in front of Allah is coming. Quran tells us there will be those, Allah save us, that Allah would say, waqifuhum. Waqifuhum. Stop them. Innahum masoolun. Ask them, ma lakum la tanasarun. When my deen was dying, why did they do nothing? Why didn't they become nasir and helpers of the deen when the deen was dying? Let us not be among them. This is just an excuse, a preparation, my respected brothers. We are asked to stand up and give our name. That also is not a commitment. There won't be any legal repercussions. The standing up is what? Not you, not I can take one step in the path of Allah without Allah's acceptance. This is dua, this is iltija, this is tamanna, this is asking Allah, Ya Allah accept me. Ya Allah accept me, accept my family. Who is ready? Ya Allah accept me for 4 months. Come my respected brothers. If you haven't been, now is the opportunity. Who of us is ready to stand up and make dua, Ya Allah, you accept me. Come my respected brothers. Shall we? Who else, mashallah? Gloucester is small town, mashallah. Shouldn't be a sleepy hollow. Stand up, mashallah. Come very quickly. Well, don't wait for others, bhai. There's not a time for us to be sitting. There's a time. Ishtima is right around the corner. We should be moving. Who else is ready, mashallah? Come very quickly. Yeah, mashallah. Who else, mashallah? Chalo, bhai. Chalo, bhai. Who else, mashallah? Everyone should make me. We make him, but Allah's help will come. Wallah, Allah is the doer. We can't do anything. Allah is the doer. This is just application.